After 7 weeks of unrest and sometimes violent protests in downtown Portland, a short video clip showing a U.S. Navy veteran allowing a federal agent to attack him has been viewed millions of times. Today, Coin6 News reporter Lindsay Nadrich is here to talk about that video and her conversation with the man at the center of it all.
Maybe unwarrantedly, I felt safe because I was wearing all my Navy gear.
It is Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the 2020 protests in Portland.
Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network.
The video of a man getting hit with a baton and pepper spray by federal officers during Saturday night's protest has now been viewed on the internet more than 11 million times. Our Lindsay Nadrich is digging deeper and spoke with the man in that.
When did you first see the video we're talking about?
Yeah, I think I didn't see it until really yesterday morning. I get up and I check the news every day, and I happened to see that and saw that it had, I think, more than 11 million views. So it got picked up super fast. I think it was interesting when I spoke to the gentleman that it happened to. He said he'd been interviewed by CNN, NBC. So it went national quick.
Lindsay, you see this guy in this video. His name is Chris David. What do we know about him? We know he's a Navy vet, but what did you find out about why he's involved in these protests?
Yeah, so he told me he'd been a little wary of going. He's a little older, has some health problems. So coronavirus was a concern. He wanted to get involved, but it kind of stayed back until he saw video and heard reports of federal officers reportedly picking up protesters in unmarked vans. And so he said for him, that was really the turning point. He felt like anybody can do that. We can't put up with that. And if we do allow it, where does that stop? So that's why he said he wanted to go down there and have a conversation with federal officers.
He makes reference to wanting to ask federal officers a question. What was he trying to find out?
He wanted to know if they were going to stand by the constitutional oath that they took to protect. He felt like their tactics and the force that he had seen and driving around those unmarked vehicles, they weren't holding their constitutional oath.
You told me you saw the video Monday morning. What did you think when you first saw it?
So it is interesting. He is just standing there. It doesn't look like he does anything to provoke the attack. I asked him, did you do anything to provoke this? And he said, no. So it is interesting how quickly it seems to escalate. Obviously, we can't see what's happening in the peripheral, but just watching him, he is just standing there. First of all, walk me through, why did you want to go and participate in the protest?
Well, you know, it had sort of been on my mind for a little bit, but, you know, I'm an older guy, so being at risk for COVID makes me, you know, makes it a little more dicey. But what actually precipitated me going down this time was I saw the video of these people in camouflage military uniforms with no insignia abducting people off of the streets of Portland and putting them into unmarked vans. Anybody could do that. Anybody could go buy camouflage uniforms and get an unmarked van and start abducting people. If we start getting used to that or allow that kind of thing, where does that end? And so when I found out it was the feds, I got really upset. And that's sort of when I sort of committed that I wanted to go down there and actually talk to them about this. These are federal officers. They took an oath to the Constitution, just like I did when I was in the military. And I was hoping that some of them were vets and maybe that we could talk vet to vet about what they were doing.
And when you went, did I see you were wearing, what were you wearing?
Well, I put this on intentionally. I put on my Naval Academy sweatshirt. I put on my Navy wrestling hat. And I wore my backpack with all of my CV patches on it, right? So I'm basically really standing out in this crowd as a military dude. And I got down there around 8:15, 8:30 or so. And I walked around, chatted with a few people. And I was basically waiting for them to come out so I could find an opportunity to get close enough to them to talk, right? I had made the erroneous assumption that the clothing I wear would sort of protect me a little bit, and it didn't at all. It made no difference. So when I got down there and started trying to engage them in dialogue, that was going to be impossible. Everybody was just scrambling around, screaming, yelling. There wasn't any real way to have a conversation with these gentlemen because they were dancing around and screaming and yelling and whacking people with their batons and pepper spraying people. I walked out of the park into the street. And that's where we were. That's where I first encountered the federal officers.
And was that right in front of the federal courthouse?
Yeah, I never stepped on off, you know, onto the curb. I was in the street the whole time. They originally came out in a phalanx of 8 to 10 and plowed through a bunch of protesters in the intersection and knocked them down. So I walked to an area just to the right of where they were, and then they came into me, and I started trying to ask them, why are you not honoring your oath to the Constitution? And they didn't care. One of the officers pointed his weapon at me, at my chest, from about 3 feet away. Another officer came in and plowed into me, and you can see in the video, he knocks me back a couple steps. And at that point, I posted up and stood there with my hands down at my side. And then that federal officer decided it would be fun to try to whack me with his baton a whole bunch. And then they pepper sprayed the heck out of me. And when I turned away, that officer hit me in the back as I was walking away with his baton. He hit me one last time in the back as I was walking away, completely blinded by pepper spray at that point.
At first in the video, when I was watching it, I couldn't tell it was pepper spray because your reaction, you just seemed so calm in that moment when you're standing there.
Oh, it felt like they dumped burning gasoline on my head. After I flipped them off and turned around and walked away, I walked into a giant cloud of tear gas. So I had the tear gas and the pepper spray, and I sat down on a park bench. And that's when Tav, one of the local street medics, came in and rescued me and pulled me out of there and took me to a medic station, which we had to abandon also because they were advancing and they were going to overrun the medic station.
So even when you got out to get help, they were still coming and you still had to keep moving. And
I could barely see at that point. Then when the medic station got overrun, they pulled me out of there into a parking garage, got me into a car, and got me out of the area so that I could get to an ambulance.
After being down there and seeing, you know, their tactics, what do you think about the amount of force that's being used?
Well, it's ridiculously disproportionate, and it's not making anything better. It's actually making things worse. If the goal is to end the protest, this is the exact wrong way to do it, because they go out there every night with the same exact aggressive, unconstitutional tactics. And all that happens is the protests grow bigger and bigger and bigger. So they're doing the same thing every time and expecting a completely opposite result of what's actually occurring. If this were truly the reason that they were there to, you know, basically put down the protests, then they would be using completely different tactics, but they're not. So they're not truly here to quell the protesters. What they're here is to stir up chaos and violence and divisiveness between us, because it plays to some portion of America. They want to see their confirmation that liberal cities are just out of control hippies.
What's the solution here? I mean, I know we've asked, governors have said, we don't want you here. We don't need your help. What's the solution?
They're gassing moms. They're beating up vets. We can only get to a point where political pressure is so great that it becomes untenable to keep them here. And I am not even sure what that could possibly be.
What's your reaction? I mean, that video has been viewed more than 11 million times.
Oh, God. People are ascribing to me things that are not true. They're calling me Iron Man and Superman. And those aren't true. I'm an overweight 53-year-old man with a lot of health problems on blood thinners, with a lot of orthopedic damage from my time in the military. So I'm not some giant oak standing there just impervious to pain. It hurt what he did, right? I'm in pain. I've been in pain for a couple decades now from all of this, from all my orthopedic issues. So I wouldn't want people to think that I'm some giant, strong guy who's going to protect Portland. I'm not. Someday I would like to sit down over coffee with the dude who was smacking me around with his baton and try to get into his head and understand what he was thinking when he was doing that, if he was thinking at all.
Did you do anything to provoke this attack?
No. I mean, you've seen the video. I mean, I may have used words like, why are you not living up to your oath to the Constitution? But if that's a provocative statement in this country now, we're in deep doo-doo.
Were you scared when it was happening, or what were you feeling as you were getting hit? Were you shocked?
I felt maybe unwarrantedly. I felt safe because I was wearing all my Navy gear And I figured, okay, they can gas me and they can hit me with batons, but they're probably not going to kill me. They're probably not going to shoot me.
Well, I'm so sorry that you were hurt. And it's, you know, it's tough to watch and see that. So I can understand why family.
It's not all that tough to watch for me because I went through it. I had no idea what it looked like having been in it myself. So it's not terribly disturbing to me because it happened to me. But it's disturbing to some of my family, as you can imagine. You know, seeing your son or your dad or your ex-husband getting beat down is a very difficult thing for those people who love you, right?
Lindsay, what would you say you learned about him?
I mean, he seems just like a normal guy who wants to get involved in some way to help and do what he can. And I think that was his reason really for going down there, was to see if there was any kind of solution he could bring to what he's been seeing.
Can you give me a rundown of what he told you he suffered in terms of injuries?
Yeah, he said, so he had a little brace on, he broke his hand, and then he said his ring finger is like detached almost. So he said his ring finger and hand will need surgery. And he said he works at the VA hospital and needs his hand for work. So it's already impacting his job, and he has bruises on his legs too. So he got hit on his legs and his hand.
Do you think he regrets it?
He does not. I actually asked him that. I said, do you regret going down there? And he said, no.
Lindsay Nadrich, thank you very much for spending some time with me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
The video showing David being hit was shot by reporter Zane Sparling from our media partners at the Portland Tribune. You can see it and all of our coverage of the 2020 protests on coin.com. That does it for Wednesday, July 22nd. Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.